All right, it's day 86, and I'll go ahead with English. It's going to be sentences. I'm so homesick, I want to go home. 我太想家，我想回家。So we've got two 想 here. The first one saying I miss home. The second one is saying I need to, I want to go home, I desire to. 我太想家，我想回家。I don't know how to get home. 我不知道怎么回家。我不知道怎么回家。I'll give you a little bit of a longer pause so you can translate yourself before I say it. I want to go home. 我想回家。Sorry, actually, this is to my home country. Okay, so then it should be 我想回国。我想回国。Lovely. There's a great echo. There's a big echo here. 有很大 Well, there's no here, actually. 有很大的回音。有很大的回音。Lovely. Can you answer my question? 你可以回答我的问题吗？So 回答 and 问题, both very good questions, both very good words and useful words that are often used together. Okay, and then we've got, 你可以回答我的问题吗? You did not answer my question. So 你没有, and then the verb, 你没有回答我的问题。你没有回答我的问题。Lovely. You can answer my question now. 你现在可以回答我的问题。你现在可以回答我的问题。How to get to your home? 怎么去你的家?怎么去你的家? Can you tell me how to get there? 你可以告诉我怎么去? Or just how to go, I guess. Because we're not saying like how to get there, we're just saying how to go. 你可以告诉我怎么去吗? In this case, you could actually use 走. How to walk, how to go. It doesn't really matter in this case, because we're not specifying anything. But if we wanted to say go there, then that would have to be 去那儿. We can't say 走那儿. Lovely. We could say 走到那儿 if you wanted to. Lovely. If you did not follow there, then just, don't worry about it. It's not incredibly important. If you did, you're incredible. He's gone, but I don't know where. Where he went. Where he has gone. 他走了,但是我不知道他去哪儿了。Well, actually, 但是我不知道去哪儿。但是我不知道去哪儿。Lovely. I want to go back. 我想回去。我想回去。I don't know how to go back. 我不知道怎么回去。我不知道怎么回去。Come on, Layla. Come on, Layla. Layla, 来来来来来。Or come, I guess. Would you like to come to my house for dinner tonight? 今天晚上你想来我家吃饭吗?今天晚上你想来我家吃饭吗? I translated it to dinner, which would be 吃晚饭。But since it's eat at home tonight with me, I guess it's supposed to be dinner anyways. Okay, come see, see, 来看看, very useful, 来看看. You can come back now. 你现在可以回来,你现在可以回来. Take it easy, 慢慢来,慢慢来. I hit you with this, or it's more like I use this in order to hit you. 我用这个 in order to, 来, just 来, 打你。我用这个来打你。I use this in order to hit you. Lovely. Now, it's the same thing here. It's very common to use like 用 something and then 来 something. Okay? And so the next one is going to be I use chopsticks in order to eat. I use 我用筷子. Okay? I use chopsticks in order to 来 and then it's just eat food. 吃饭 to eat food. 我用筷子来吃饭。Okay, I invite you, 我请你, or it could be I treat you. Both things, actually. If you want to invite someone to a party, you can also 我请你, 来我的家, something. Or if you want to say 我请你, that could also just mean to eat food. I'll treat you for it. Can I treat you to dinner? 我可以请你吃饭吗? This, again, it's dinner here. I guess it's just, it should just be food. I'll actually correct that, to eat food, okay? But I guess you would not say dinner, that would be 晚饭. Lovely. 我可以请你吃晚吃饭吗? Lovely. Please, can you help me? 请问, and now it's a question. 你可以帮我吗? 请问,你可以帮我吗? Lovely. Excuse me, do you know how to get to Beijing? 请问,你知道怎么去北京吗? 请问,你知道怎么去北京吗? Lovely. Excuse me, how do you cook? How to make food? 请问,怎么做饭? So this 请问, we always use with questions. 请问,怎么做饭?Excuse me, and then we could say like 怎么, we could say 我可以问你, or 你可以告诉我, So three different combinations there. Okay, so that's this one here is not really like a cut out question. It's just three different sentences that are half written, but just the three most common ways that we can use 请问. Okay, 请问怎么样？怎么something? 请问我可以问你 something? 请问你可以告诉我 something? Lovely. Clear way, that would be like, oh, please leave, I guess. 请走，请走. Okay, please leave. And then we have please eat, and that would be, that would be 请吃. Then we have please listen, 请听, sounds quite funny. Should I kiss you? Now we've got 应该, okay. 我应该吻你吗? Should I kiss you? I shouldn't be asking you too many questions. 我不应该问你太多问题. Okay? 太多问题. Okay? So, 不应该问你太多问题. I should not be asking you too many questions. I should start learning Chinese. 我应该开始学中文. 我应该开始学中文. You should listen to me. 你应该听我哦。你应该听我哦。 Lovely. You drink with me. 你和我喝酒。你和我喝酒。 There's actually 酒 there, so it's alcohol, not just drinking. 你和我喝酒。 And now it's introducing this sentence, but with a, what do we call it? Auxiliary or help verb. Or you can call it like a main verb. Do you want to? That's the main verb. Drink with me. Okay. 你想 和我喝酒吗? 你想和我喝酒吗? Do you want to go with me? 你想和我走吗? 你想和我走吗? Do you want to have dinner with me? Do you want to have dinner with me? 你想和我吃饭吗? 你想和我吃饭吗? Lovely. Now we have I like to eat with you. 我喜欢和你吃饭. Now note that this I like is not I'd like. Many beginners usually think that they could say I'd like to eat dinner with you, and they would use 喜欢, but just know that those are two completely different words in English. I like to eat and I would like to eat. I would like to eat would be like, can I eat? Or, that would be nice. I would enjoy it a lot. Lovely. So we don't know how to say that yet. But yeah, you can probably make your own way to how to make that kind of a question. Anyways, I like to eat with you. 我喜欢和你吃饭. I can't have dinner with you. 我不可以和你吃饭. Again, it's dinner. I would just say, I can't have food with you. I would just call it. Okay. Sorry, it will not say dinner when you get this document, but it did in mine. You should learn Chinese with me. 你应该和我学中文. 你应该和我学中文. Lovely. 你应该和我学中文. Lovely. And then we have, you should speak a little Chinese to me. 你应该和我. Okay, now it's you should, with me, speak a little bit Chinese. 你应该和我说一点中文哦. 你应该和我说一点中文哦. I don't like cooking with you. 我不喜欢和你做饭. 我不喜欢和你做饭. Lovely, lovely. Do you want to study with me? 你想和我一块儿. Now it's together. Do you want to study together with me? And note that in English we say together with, where I don't think that makes a lot of sense, because it's you with me, you want to with me, and then we're together. So that's kind of AI. You want to with me together, and then study Chinese. I think that makes so much more sense, at least in my Chinese brain. 你想和我一块儿学吗? 你想和我一块儿学吗? Note that I usually say 一块, not 一块, like this. If it's talking about like a piece or together. But we could also say 一起, which is much more common. Do you want to study with me? 你想和我一起学吗? 你想和我一起学吗? Lovely. Can I have a drink with you tonight? 我今天晚上可以和你一起喝酒吗? 我今天晚上可以和你一起喝酒吗? I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning. 我明天早上不想起来。我明天早上不想起来。 You get up early. 你很早起来。你很早起来。 Say hello to you and your friends. 你和你的朋友问好。 So again, it's the activity of like you doing it with somebody. You're doing it to somebody. In English, we kind of say too, a little bit too much, I would say. You see, even in that sentence, that proved my point. So we say, you with your friends, say hello to them. So that's just you doing it with them. It's actually you doing it to them. But yeah, you get it. Okay, enough talking. Do you want to have dinner together tonight? Or do you want to have food together? 要不要一起吃饭? Do you want to have food together or just eat together? 要不要一起吃饭? 要不要一起吃饭? So this proved to us, this showed us that we don't have to say 和我一起, 和我一起, or 和somebody一起. We could just say 一起吃饭,好吗? 要不要一起, last one in Chinese now. 要不要一起学中文? Would you like to learn Chinese together? 要不要一起学中文? 要不要一起学中文? And that's it for today. Thank you very much. You've been awesome.